At the movies this week, we'll discover the continuing battle between man and ape. Thanks for joining me for another Real Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer from nightsandweekends.com. It's been almost half a century since the release of the original Planet of the Apes, but with War for the Planet of the Apes, the third film in the series reboot, director Matt Reeves uses updated technology to make a new adventure that still feels like a classic. War for the Planet of the Apes continues the battle between ape and man, a battle that the apes' leader, Caesar, played by Andy Serkis, doesn't want. Still, he's constantly hunted by the Colonel, played by Woody Harrelson, his loyal soldiers, and their donkeys, apes who choose to work for the humans. Caesar tries to offer peace between the two warring groups, but when the Colonel takes his family away, Caesar sends the apes to a new home as he sets out on his mission to get his revenge. Now, during the summer, theaters are loaded with big, noisy, action-packed movies, many of which are some kind of reboot, remake, or sequel. But while many seem determined to improve on the original, War for the Planet of the Apes maintains a more classic feel. There are still big, breathtaking battle sequences with man fighting ape in striking wooded settings. But there's more to this film than just its action and effects. Almost everything here feels grand and theatrical, from its epic battles to its thought-provoking story. And as Caesar continues his quest, he's haunted by the past as he wrestles with his feelings of anger and his need for revenge. While other filmmakers may have turned the classic series into an over-the-top spectacle, everything here feels like it comes from another time. The only thing here that's completely new and updated is the film's remarkable effects. This isn't a brainless summer blockbuster, but it's definitely action-packed and dramatic. But is it worth arming yourself for another war? It sure is. If you're expecting noise and over-the-top effects, you may be disappointed by War for the Planet of the Apes. The classic feel may seem a little too serious for audiences who prefer robots and superheroes, but it's certainly smarter and more moving than the average summer blockbuster. It gets a B+. And finally this week, our real quick discovery. With each film in the Planet of the Apes franchise, there are more references to the original film, and the story comes closer and closer to the original. But it isn't there yet, and a fourth film in the franchise is reportedly already in the works. Well, that's it for another Real Discovery. For more reviews and updates on the latest films, including Alec Baldwin and Demi Moore in Blind, visit realdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. Until next week, take some time to catch a movie or two. You never know what you might discover.